And it is a Friday in which we see more Sonoma County businesses open for business. And that is a direct result of the orders given by our first guest, Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mace. Dr. Mace, good to have you.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here.
Happy Friday. Is there anything that's not able to open at this stage of the game?
Well, not really in terms of businesses. I think the only things that are left for us to consider are the gatherings. And that would be, you know, gatherings of any size of person for non-religious, non-ceremonial functions.
Are we still at the 100-point person level where for places of worship?
Yeah, we're still at 100 indoor or, you know, less than 25% of the capacity of the building. That's what we've been, that's what the last order was about.
Can you foresee a time, Dr. Mace, when that restriction will be lifted, when we will actually be able to attend an event or a concert or we can already do farmers markets, but events like that. Look into your crystal ball, Dr. Mace, and tell us when that might happen.
Well, I think we need to see how it goes with all the things that we're now opening, and that's pretty much the rest of all the sectors, and see where our numbers go. I think that's what the state wants to do as well. And, of course, you know, we have to sort of look into the crystal ball in terms of when the governor is ready to do that, because really it's the state executive order that's limiting those gatherings at this time.
Right. And how much does having a viable vaccine measure into that part of the conversation?
Well, I think that's going to be sort of the end game. Once we have a viable vaccine, then we can get back to life as normal. And until that time, we still have to abide by all these mitigation measures, like the facial coverings and the employee screening at businesses, as well as the general hygiene, social distancing, because that's all we have to really protect ourselves until we have that vaccine.
And, you know, this mask thing, Dr. Mace, it seems like more and more we are hearing about and certainly seeing as we are out and about in town, those who do and those who don't wear them.
Yeah, and that's why I want to remind people that the facial covering is really about protecting the community and doing the right thing by other people, because when you wear that facial covering, you're in solidarity with everybody else that you're going to limit the spread of COVID-19 to others. It's really not about protecting yourself, but protecting others in case you have COVID and you're asymptomatic, like 30% of the cases. And if I can just point out that yesterday, the governor released an order, a statewide order for facial coverings. And so now, you know, we're under that executive order as well.
Yeah, it's an ongoing issue, and hopefully as we reopen more and more that there won't be more of a lax approach to the mask-wearing part of all of this. Dr. Mace, I wanted to ask you about something different this morning, and that is that the not just COVID-19, which of course that is your priority to keep track of that kind of thing, but what about the issues that arise that affect our health dearly that are outside the infection but might actually have something to do with the isolation, etc.? I'm talking about who's keeping track of the mental health issues that people are having as a result of all of this. What about the suicides? What about the increased substance abuse or relapses that people are experiencing as a direct result under the umbrella of this infection?
Yeah, those are really serious other public health issues that we have been following, and we definitely track things like the number of suicides, overdoses, people who die of other causes at home, maybe because they don't have access to care, because they can't get out and about because of COVID. So
right.
All those things are really important. We're tracking them. So far, it doesn't appear that there's huge spikes in those things. However, we may not have had enough time to really see those spikes. So it's a great concern. I'm glad you brought that up. We do have a mental health warm line that has been in use, and we're getting a lot of calls. I think we've had over 500 calls since its inception in the end of April. And people can get one-on-one counseling in either English or Spanish. So highly advise that people do use that service.
And at what point do you think that we'll have a pretty good handle on that part of the story about what the fallout is in other arenas? Would it be, you know, 2 months from now, 3, 5, 6 months from now?
Well, we already have some idea that looking at suicides and overdoses specifically this year, since January, and comparing it to the average over the last 3 years, that'd be 2016 through 19, in the same month, we're not seeing really big increases in those areas. Where we are seeing some changes is the paramedics, like, in other words, not the use of 911. We've also seen some shift in terms of referrals for child protective services, because kids aren't in school and in daycares,
yeah,
where potentially those referrals could be made. So those are already some negative repercussions that we're seeing.
And we know, too, speaking of kids, Dr. Mace, we know that some semblance of school will resume this summer and into the fall. And I'm wondering about your concerns for kids and who, you, as you know, are mighty germ spreaders, even under mitigation circumstances. How concerned are you about kids going back to school, even part time?
Well, we've been working really closely with the superintendent of schools and all the districts to ensure that there's a really good plan in place. The schools have come up with a good reopening plan that's really aligned with the state and the Board of Education plan. So a lot of new measures will be in place in terms of numbers of students in classrooms. The, you know, congregating of kids outside the classroom will be limited. Kids may be having their lunch in the classroom rather than in the cafeteria. A lot of specific things like that that will probably really be helpful in mitigating COVID if there is a case in a school. And then, of course, you know, we will respond if there is a case in the same way we do everywhere else. And I think the most importantly, just ensuring that the kids who are sick don't go back and infect their older grandparents and other adults is really important.
Yeah, very important, obviously. And what kind of numbers are you expecting, say, 2 weeks from now, when virtually all businesses will be open and you have that 2 week window to see how this affects our rate of infection?
Well, you know, as businesses open, it's a responsibility of the businesses to put in place all the mitigation measures that are on the Economic Development Board website. And businesses have to certify that they are actually doing these things. For example, that they're requiring the facial coverings of their employees and of people coming in if it's an indoor business, that they're doing the employee screening, that they've put in place the social or physical distancing and hygiene measures. So I think it just depends on how well we can move forward with these mitigation measures. So we'll keep monitoring the data, and we'll let you know what happens over the course of the next 2 to 4 weeks.
I know you will do that, and we appreciate that. One more question for you, Dr. Mace. Okay, they're open for business, but would you go out and get a tattoo at this stage of the game?
Well, I probably never would have gone out and got a tattoo, so that's not an issue.
What about a massage?
Yeah, at this point, you know, I'd like to see how people open and whether they're able to do so safely and responsibly. And I think that's what everybody else out there should do. These are the decisions individual people have to make for themselves. You know, what are the risks worth taking? And, you know, when you go to businesses, see how they're adapting. If you feel comfortable, I think that's the first sign that it's okay for you.
Very good, and frankly, nice way to weasel out of it. So I appreciate that, Dr. Mace, and I hope you have a good weekend, and congratulations to all of us for being at this stage of the reopening process.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pat. Have a great weekend.
All right, that is Dr. Sundari Mace, Sonoma County's health officer.